Police are searching for the callous thief or thieves who stole a customised dune buggy that belongs to a young quadriplegic man in Sydney's East. 23-year-old Robbie Reok suffers from cystic fibrosis and became a quadriplegic 8 years ago. His father, Robert, says the buggy is the only thing in life that still gives his son joy. Detective Acting Superintendent Paul Thornton is investigating. He's on the line. Detective, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
I'm all right. This bloke is not doing too well, though.
No, he's not. He's very sad, and in fact, the whole family's pretty upset about it all, as you can imagine.
What's the latest? No news today at all? We've just lost you there for one moment. Let me get you back online for just a moment. Detective, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, we just had a bit of a mistake at our end. Can you just confirm you haven't had any feedback at all so far?
Not as yet, no, Ben. We've had a lot of media coverage about it, but we're certainly hoping for assistance from the community.
What do you want us to know? What information have you got that will hopefully spark someone's interest?
Okay, well, first of all, it was stolen sometime between 12:30 a.m. and 6 a.m. on Sunday in the Pagewood area. It's a very distinct Polaris brand off-road buggy, as you've called it, and the trailer that it was on at the time. Perhaps the weather at the time might have influenced people not being able to hear what was going on, but there was certainly some planning behind it all. Mm. They removed the wheel clamp that was on there. There was a lock on the hitch that was also removed. And the trailer itself was blocked in by a vehicle, so they would have had to shift it out somehow and then take it from the scene.
Right.
So we are hoping that someone might have seen it on the road at the time, being towed perhaps at that time of the morning.
Yeah. Well, I've now got a call coming in from Robbie Reok's mum, so I'll have a yarn to her. Let's hope we get an answer on this afternoon. Thanks so much, Paul.
Righto. Thanks, Ben.
Paul Thornton, the Detective Acting Superintendent. On the other line is Janet Reok. Janet is Robbie's mum. Hello, Janet.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
I'm all right. Robbie's obviously not doing too well.
No. He's still in hospital, but, you know, we live in hope, so hopefully someone hears it, the right person hears it, and hopefully we get a lead.
How important is it to him?
Oh, look, it is really important. If anyone out there knows a quadriplegic, they know life is extremely tough. I know you hear a lot of good stories, but there's thousands of quadriplegics that you struggle every day. Rob has the added struggle that he has cystic fibrosis, so his breathing is truly affected. So to have this one thing taken, you know, is really devastating.
It's uninsured, is that right, and worth about $30,000?
Yeah, look, the reason it's uninsured, because we have insurance on everything, is nobody was happy to insure it. You know, it's not a vehicle that goes on the road. The only place he can ride it is Stockton Beach, and we got a special dispensation from the council there to allow it on there. And that's the only place it is. It's trailered to Stockton Beach and back.
It sounds like someone's gone a lot of trouble to pinch this thing.
Yeah, look, you know, the other thing is it's a four-seater, so... I don't think there's too many of them ordered. I think they're generally two-seaters. Mm. And the reason it's a four-seater is to give him some normality where he can have a couple of mates sitting in there and chit-chat like any normal young fella.
All right, they'll find it. Don't you worry. Detective Acting Superintendent Paul Thornton is very passionate about this. They'll sort it out. They'll find it. So let's hope it's not too long. Thanks for your time, Janet.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ben.
No worries. Janet Reok, who is the mother of 23-year-old Robbie Reok, he suffers from cystic fibrosis. He's got this dune buggy that's his life after becoming a quadriplegic worth $30,000. So if you know anything about it, please let us know so the acting superintendent can sort it out and get it back to Robbie as soon as possible.